In Miami, three firefighters have been suspended from duty for allegedly refusing to fly the U.S. flag from their truck. The incident has angered many who see the flag as a symbol of national unity. The firefighters say they've been unfairly maligned, and they say the United States has not upheld the principles for which the flag stands. NPR's Philip Davis reports.
The firefighters have become heroes of sorts to Miami's small anti-war movement. All three firefighters were at a recent peace rally in front of a monument downtown called the Torch of Freedom. Firefighter Terry Williams said the whole incident began innocently enough a couple of Saturdays ago at Miami-Dade Fire Station number 26, just west of Miami. Someone had put a flag on his hook and ladder truck.
This is a huge flag, a flag that is hung on most poles, and the flag was placed on the back of the truck, but it caused problems for the driver visually as well as operating the ladder. So we proceeded to remove the flag. But bear in mind, we're dealing with an atmosphere that is extremely war frenzy right now. So it is because of the atmosphere that is created as a result of the September 11 attack that this whole story was blown way out of proportion.
Williams and colleagues James Moore and D.C. Clark say a superior asked them why the flag was not on the truck, even though the department had not, at that time, issued any formal directive requiring flags to be flown. Williams says he and his colleagues explained their concerns, and that led to a discussion of the men's political views. Here's how firefighter D.C. Clark put it.
The flag itself hasn't hurt anybody. The nation, this particular nation, have not upheld the principles that flag's supposed to stand for. Osama bin Laden was on our payroll. Ronald Reagan sold weapons to Iran. You know, I mean, this government is not all that it seems. You understand? So we need to question it.
When news of the firefighters' alleged refusal to ride with the flag leaked out, the men were vilified on local radio stations and their homes were flooded with hundreds of irate phone calls. Within days, the fire department had suspended the men, supposedly for their own safety. But officials told the local newspaper it was also out of respect for the hundreds of firefighters who had died in the World Trade Center blast. Fire department spokesman Roman Bass declined to discuss the matter.
The incident is under investigation, and until we conclude our investigation, we will withhold from any type of statements.
The controversy has also drawn in the local chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union. It is weighing the rights of firefighters and those of the fire department, which can order its employees to fly the flag. Lita Rodriguez-Tassef, the head of the local ACLU, says her group is trying to determine whether the men were suspended fairly or for merely expressing their views.
In this case, if what happened is not that the employer placed the flag, but instead that there was some dispute among employees that resulted in an employee being unfairly or improperly sanctioned, that's what needs to be looked into.
The county has since made it official. All emergency vehicles will now carry U.S. flags. The firefighters, for their part, have hired lawyers and are considering suing the county for defamation. Clark says it's a matter of freedom of speech.
Those who condemn me and the other firefighters are going against the principles that the flag stands for. So I find that very ironic.
The fire department says it could issue the results of its investigation by the end of this week. Philip Davis, NPR News, Miami.
All Things Considered is a production of National Public Radio, which is solely responsible for its content. Tapes and transcripts are available. Call anytime, 877-NPR-TEXT. And please visit our website, npr.org, which includes All Songs Considered, a web program and compact disc featuring music heard on All Things Considered. This is NPR, National Public Radio.